The Great Salt Lake is a terminal lake, meaning it has no outlet, and as such, it's a reflection of everything that happens in its watershed, which includes the major rivers of northern Utah, as well as the communities of the Wasatch Front. So it was a big deal when the team at the U.S. Geological Survey noticed in late 2015 that there was the lowest amount of water in the north arm of the lake that they had ever seen.
Well, we've been watching it. We knew that the north arm of Great Salt Lake was on its way down.
Corey Angeroth is a USGS hydrologist. He's in charge of monitoring lake and river levels across the state.
We've been operating lake gauges on Great Salt Lake since September of 1875.
The Great Salt Lake is essentially two bodies of water right now, separated by the Union Pacific Railroad tracks that span the lake on a raised causeway. The big rivers that feed the lake, the Bear, the Weber, the Jordan, they all flow into the lake to the south of that causeway.
It always had a pathway for water to flow from the south arm to the north arm. But now that the culverts in the causeway have been closed, the causeway is really just kind of acting like a dam.
The water in the larger south arm of the lake is about 2 feet higher right now than the north arm, which sounds nice, but it's hovering within a foot of its own historic low. There are plans to punch a new hole through the causeway this year that will allow water to flow back and forth again, but depending on when that happens, it could mean that the whole lake drops down below its record low set in 1963.
If we get an above-average snowpack, that would be great for the lake. If we get a below-average snowpack, then there is the potential that we could be seeing a record low.
Jennifer Pemberton, UPR News.